Statement and Recommendations of Subcommittee on Loma Linda Medical School. Your subcommittee on the Loma Linda Medical School would respectfully submit the following statement and recommendations. Your committee felt it imperative to satisfy themselves concerning Sister E.G. White's meaning of the expression, "A medical school should be established in connection with the work at Loma Linda." Hence, we address to her the following letter. Mountain View, California, January 25, 1910. Mrs. E.G. White, Mountain View, California. Dear Sister White, we have read the testimonies, as far as we have seen them, that you have given concerning Loma Linda and the establishing of a medical school in connection with the work at that place. As far as we know, our people are anxious to carry out the light that the Lord has given, but there is a difference of opinion between us in regard to what you mean when you use the term a medical school. Some hold that when you speak of a medical school, that you mean a school where the Bible is made prominent, where all features of our faith are taught, and where the message is given in its fullness, in addition to which we give an outline of the treatment of simple disease, the care of the sick, and such things as will qualify the student to go into a foreign field, or even into a city, and do intelligent medical missionary work, using his medical knowledge as a means of introducing the Bible and teaching the truth. Others hold that when you use the phrase, a medical school, you mean, in addition to the foregoing, a fully equipped medical school that teaches the Bible and the truth, as before said, but that gives such a thorough training along medical lines as will qualify the students who take the course to pass state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians for public work. We are very anxious to preserve unity and harmony of action. In order to do this, we must have a clear understanding of what is to be done. Are we to understand, from what you have written concerning the establishment of a medical school at Loma Linda, that, according to the light you have received from the Lord, we are to establish a thoroughly equipped medical school, the graduates from which will be able to take state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians? Most respectfully yours. Signed, Evans, Andros, Cottrell. To this letter, we received the following reply. A statement regarding the training of physicians. The statement given below was called forth by a question submitted to Mrs. E.G. White by Elders Evans Andros and Cottrell, reading as follows. Are we to understand, from what you have written concerning the establishment of a medical school at Loma Linda, that, according to the light you have received from the Lord, we are to establish a thoroughly equipped medical school, the graduates from which will be able to take state board examinations and become registered, qualified physicians? The light given me is, we must provide that which is essential to qualify our youth who desire to be physicians, so that they may intelligently fit themselves to be able to stand the examinations required to prove their efficiency as physicians. They should be taught to treat understandingly the cases of those who are diseased, so that the door will be closed for any sensible physician to imagine that we are not giving in our school the instruction necessary for properly qualifying young men and young women to do the work of a physician. Continually, the students who are graduated are to advance in knowledge for practice makes perfect. The medical school at Loma Linda is to be the highest order, because those who are in that school have the privilege of maintaining a living connection with the wisest of all physicians, from whom there is communicated knowledge of a superior order. And for the special preparation of those of our youth who have clear convictions of their duty to obtain a medical education that will enable them to pass the examinations required by law of all who practice as regularly qualified physicians, we are to supply whatever may be required, so that these youth need not be compelled to go to medical schools conducted by men not of our faith. Thus we shall close a door that the enemy would be pleased to have left open, and our young men and young women, whose spiritual interests the Lord desires to safeguard, will not feel compelled to connect with unbelievers in order to obtain a thorough training along medical lines. Signed, Ellen G. White. This language is unquestionably plain. In harmony with the above counsel, we recommend A. That we favor the opening of a medical school for the education of evangelical medical missionaries, nurses, and physicians at Loma Linda, California.
B.
that as a union conference, feeling our utter inability to equip and conduct this school without the sympathy and cooperation of the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, we hereby petition the General Conference Committee to take this school under its supervision, organizing and helping to manage the school, as well as to assist in financing the same. C. That in the carrying forward of this work, we pledge the General Conference Committee our hearty support and practical aid. 1. That in harmony with the above instruction, we favor the establishment and maintenance of a medical school at Loma Linda, California. 2. In order that this medical school may meet the mind of the Lord in doing the work appointed for it by the Spirit of Prophecy, we invite the General Conference of Seventh-day Adventists, the Lake, Northern, Central, Southwestern, and North Pacific Union Conferences, and the Southern California Conference to unite with the Pacific Union Conference in establishing and suitably equipping and maintaining this school. 3. That a Board of Control for directing the management of the school be appointed as follows. A. 2 members to be appointed by the General Conference. B. 1 member by the Lake Union Conference, 1 by the Northern Union Conference, 1 by the Central Union Conference, 1 by the Southwestern Union Conference, 1 by the North Pacific Union Conference, 1 by the Pacific Union Conference. C. 2 members to be appointed by the Southern California Conference. 4. That the school shall be maintained by funds obtained as follows. A. Tuition. B. Donations. C. The deficit, if any, to be met annually by the General Conference, the Lake, Northern, Central, Southwestern, North Pacific, and Pacific Union Conferences, and the Southern California Conference, all sharing equally. 5. That each of the above-mentioned organizations be requested to raise $1,000 in behalf of the equipment and maintenance of the school for the calendar year 1910. 6. That a separate set of books be kept, carrying all accounts of the school so that the same can be audited, and a full knowledge of the cost of operating the school submitted to the constituency annually.